A Devy Fantasy Football, College Football, College Fantasy Football Breakdown episode. What we're going to be doing as we head into rivalry weekend here in the college football world, we're going to start taking a look forward at the transfer portal and 10 players who could potentially make an impact here in the Devy Fantasy Football, College Fantasy Football, certainly the college football world heading into the 2022 season. We're going to be breaking down 10 players that I've highlighted from 247 Sports' initial top transfer rankings. So let's go ahead and look right into it here, starting with Taj Harris, the wide receiver from Syracuse. Now, Taj Harris is currently Kentucky bound. He has committed to transferring to the Wildcats. In three seasons, he played 32 games for the Orange, 135 receptions, 1,857 yards, and 10 touchdowns, with a particular emphasis on the 2020 season, where he had 58 receptions, 733 yards, and 5 touchdowns for the Cuse. Now, in particular, Harris finished 5th in receptions in the ACC in 2020 and 9th in receiving yards, so he has the ability to make an impact seasonally and possibly project long-term to being an NFL draft pick. Now, it's significant that Harris ended up at Kentucky for a few reasons. You look at the development of the Kentucky offense with Will Levis really developing as a passer this year, so Harris can be a key target for him going into next season. On top of that, if they see both Wandale Robinson and Josh Ali leave, they're going to see 58% of their market receptions gone, vacated. That's a huge number for Taj Harris to be able to come in and potentially take over. So Taj Harris is at the top of 247 Sports' rankings. He's number 3, the top offensive transfer target out there. And I think in terms of Devy and college fantasy football, there's a good reason to start him off here on our list as well. Now, jumping to our next guy is not somebody with the same level of proven production, but a high-profile recruit, Jalen Berger, formerly of the Wisconsin Badgers, 6'0", 203. A lot of people expected him to pick up that Jonathan Taylor big man hype playing for Wisconsin. A lot of folks felt he was really built for that offense. And in 2020, in limited action for the Badgers, remember, they were one of the programs that were hit harder by COVID. So just 4 games for Jalen Berger, but he carries the ball 50 times for 301 yards. That's 5 yards a carry and 2 touchdowns. So there was a lot of reason for optimism heading into this season. I picked up Jalen Berger everywhere. He was fairly high on my Devy rankings. I felt pretty solid about it. It was talent and it was opportunity. He had shown a little bit. It seemed like a good match. But for whatever reason, averages just 3.7 yards per carry on 21 attempts this season. Some internal disputes, and it looked like that Berger and the Badgers agreed it was best to just move on from the situation. So where do we go next here? Berger is not somebody we currently know the transfer destination of. We do know that he's already visited Michigan State. A lot of folks are excited about the potential of him filling into that Kenneth Walker type role, which would certainly give a lot of opportunity for Berger to bounce back his Devy stock. But I would also remind folks that Berger is a New Jersey native. Greg Schiano is building a lot of momentum for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights right now. One of the things that he does well is recruits well in-state. Now, Berger is already gone from New Jersey, but I'm sure Schiano has ties to his area, his high school, and I'm sure that Schiano is going to make a play to try to bring Rutgers to, or Berger to Rutgers. It should be a really interesting fit. I think either way, what we're looking at is somebody who is going to have the opportunity, at the very least, to bounce back his Devy fantasy football value, and that's why he's somebody that I'm going to be looking to buy into. 247 Sports has him as the number 4 transfer target right now. They have Miles Brennan, the quarterback out of LSU, as the number 5 transfer target. Remember, 247 Sports is looking at this from a pure college football perspective. And I do think it's important to talk about Miles Brennan, especially for his college fantasy football and college football relevance. I'm not sure that his game manager profile really highlights to the Devy stage. He'll be going into his fifth year of college football in 2022. He started back in 2017 with the Tigers. So he comes with a lot of experience. He's been around a while. And he certainly showed some nice flashes of upside there in 2020. So I do think he could be attractive to a Power 5 program looking for somebody with 1 year of eligibility left to come in to push their quarterback room or take over for a quarterback that's leaving the program and help kind of act as a veteran experienced bridge, right? 4 years playing in the LSU program comes with a lot of respect from around the country. And so let's talk about some potential landing spots there for Miles Brennan. The first one that jumps to mind, and I wouldn't say this is a high possibility, we know Dabo Swinney is notorious for not necessarily being excited about bringing in players from the transfer portal, but could Miles Brennan's experience help buck that notion of, or buck that disdain, I should say, of the transfer portal for Dabo Swinney? We know that Clemson quarterback room is really shallow. It could use some depth, and DJU could use some pushing this offseason. So could an experienced veteran presence like Miles Brennan help push that room? Steve Sarkisian out of Texas has made it very clear and very public that he is looking for a transfer or is willing to let an incoming freshman push Hudson Carr and Casey Thompson. I think if we're being honest, if we're looking at the trends, if Sark really wants to make a big splash and push Texas forward and not be worried about his job next season, he's probably going to be looking more at the transfer portal than he will for an incoming freshman. And a guy like Miles Brennan is absolutely the type of quarterback that could help push that room. One more possible scenario here, if Cincinnati doesn't feel like Evan Prater is ready to go heading into next season, and by the way, Evan Prater is somebody who is pretty high on my Devy rankings. He is in the top 150 for a guy who's never seen the field. That's pretty good. 4-star, a dual athlete here, but Cincinnati's losing a lot of talent. Desmond Ridder, Jerome Ford most likely, Alec Pierce, their top offensive weapons at quarterback, running back, wide receiver. They could be looking here at adding in a veteran-type guy like Miles Brennan to help bridge the program and not throw Evan Prater out there with no real support around him. Those are just some possible landing spots I'm projecting for Miles Brennan, but I am not an insider. I have nothing on the Miles Brennan beat. Moving on here to Jacob Zeno, number 9. He's coming out of Baylor. Now, Zeno, 6'2", 211, dual-threat quarterback. There was a lot of excitement, 4-star guy heading into his career with Baylor. Now, that didn't really do too much. Played in 6 games total over 3 years, 15 for 29, 282 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Now, you probably remember Jacob Zeno in a very small picture in your head if you are familiar with him at all. And this is what I remember from Jacob Zeno. 2019 Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma. Charlie Brewer, the lifeblood of that offense at that time, goes down. Jacob Zeno comes in, throws a touchdown pass, has a pretty good game, but it never really surmounted to him winning that starting job. Heading into 2021, I should say, Jerry Bohannon ends up beating out Jacob Zeno for the job. I think most Bears fans would agree that that was a good decision there by the coaching staff, having Bohannon win out that job. So Zeno, when it comes to looking forward for where he could potentially land, you know, he's a San Antonio native, and there's a lot of openings here in the state of Texas. I could see Zeno staying within the state. Now, I should go back and I should say he did pick Baylor over large offers like North Carolina and Georgia. But you look at the potential openings there. SMU, that is a popular transfer target. Now, of course, that was Sonny Dykes who really emphasized that. Dykes is most likely on his way to TCU. TCU also could be looking for a quarterback there, with Max Duggan being really up and down and Sonny Dykes most likely taking over, so new coaching staff coming in. So I could see either one of those Dallas schools being an option for Jacob Zeno. You also could look at Texas Tech if he wanted to head out west. He is a San Antonio native, so could UTSA be an option for Jacob Zeno as they kind of rise to relevance here and continue climbing up the conference chart? Texas also I think you should throw out as an option, but probably not where Steve Sarkisian wants to go. He probably wants a little bit more of a proven talent here, but I could see any of those Texas schools, especially TCU and SMU, being options for Jacob Zeno. All right, number 10 on 247's top transfer targets is Harrison Bailey out of Tennessee. Now, Bailey was a former four-star recruit, highly touted when Jeremy Pruitt landed him. It seemed like that was going to be the guy to make Jeremy Pruitt's experience, career at the University of Tennessee. As we know, things went downhill pretty quickly there for Jeremy Pruitt on the field, off the field at Tennessee. And Bailey's coming in at 6'5", 220, so he is a big-armed quarterback. He's best sitting in the pocket. He has some mobility, but he's really going to be a guy that's going to manage an offense and throw the ball around. Now, he did see limited action in 2020 for the Vols, and I thought he looked pretty good doing it. He was 48 for 67, which was 70%, four touchdowns, two interceptions. Now, if you were watching those games, which unfortunately I watch the Vols every Saturday, you would see that that was primarily playing underneath. They let Bailey take some deep shots downfield, but remember, the Jeremy Pruitt offense was not the Josh Heupel offense, and so it was really an underneath kind of a safe passing attack that they let Harrison Bailey run. So the 70% is probably a little bit inflated. Now, a lot of folks, including myself, and I'll take this L on here, thought Harrison Bailey was set to win the starting job, even with the change of coaching staff. But the red flags went up when Josh Heupel brought in both Joe Milton and Hendon Hooker to transfer in the spring to push Bailey for that job. He ends up not seeing the field this season and decides to transfer from the University of Tennessee. Now, Bailey is a Georgia native. He chose Tennessee over Alabama, Florida, Auburn, and Michigan. And so when I'm looking at Harrison Bailey and where he could potentially end up, I think it's going to be a big splash. I think it's going to be a big program. And looking at what Harrison Bailey does best, I think he can manage an offense that primarily runs the ball, and he can help stretch out the field with his big arm. Now, I think I'm perfectly describing the University of Georgia. I think he could go back to his home state, land with the Bulldogs, who are just completely lost at the quarterback position. I know they have Vandegrift coming in. I know JT Daniels will have another year of eligibility, so maybe that will scare off Harrison Bailey. But JT Daniels, I don't think, has a lock on that job going into next year. I mean, he couldn't beat out Stetson Bennett even past the injury, I understand. But it's been a real rocky road for JT Daniels. And Vandegrift certainly could make a push for that quarterback position, that QB1 position next year. So maybe Bailey doesn't go to Georgia, but I think he could be a fit there. Other potential options, could he go to Penn State, help kind of stabilize that room a little bit, and certainly would have some nice wide receiver options to pair up with? James Franklin, I think, could look to the transfer portal here and finally move past Sean Clifford. It's very shallow depth behind the QB1 position there in Penn State. And also, Virginia Tech will have an opening. New head coach for the Hokies coming in here, soon to be named. And so, could Harrison Bailey take over at Virginia Tech, kind of stay in that southeast region, move about 2 hours east to Blacksburg from Knoxville? I could absolutely see that being an option as well. The offense isn't quite as well-rounded or as balanced out as the other ones I've mentioned, but I could see Bailey looking at that as a great opportunity. Coming in at number 12 on the 247 Sports top transfer targets is Micah Pittman, the wide receiver out of Oregon. It's going to say this right now. Stop going to Oregon if you are a high-profile wide receiver recruit, because they just get wasted. Micah Pittman, top 15 wide receiver in 2019, 5'11", 200, former four-star. Yes, he is the younger brother of Michael Pittman, the Indianapolis Colts star, one of the guys that I was very high on coming out, worked out very well for my Dynasty Fantasy Football rosters. Now, in three seasons, Pittman ends up with just 38 receptions for 547 yards and two touchdowns. If you go back originally, he was close to being a UF, a University of Florida commit. I doubt that's an option with the turnover right now. I think USC feels like a natural fit. They're going to have vacated production at the wide receiver position. You have the family ties there with his sibling playing there. And a new coaching staff looking to bring in some new talent here. I imagine Michael Pittman could stay on the West Coast here. And if I had to draw up a guess here, it would be that he would head to USC. All right, another wide receiver here in a totally different position. That's Jaden Blue out of the University of Temple. Blue is 6'0", 185, a former two-star recruit. 169 receptions for 1,672 yards and 10 touchdowns in 4 years with the Owls. In just 2019, he had 95 receptions for 1,067 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's a grad transfer. It's wide open here. His transfer more likely has to do with the exodus of talent from Temple. I got to be honest, I have no clue where Jaden Blue is going. But he's 13th on 247 Sports, top transfer rankings. He certainly has the potential to have a college fantasy football impact. So he has to be on the list. But it'd be inappropriate for me to even guess where Jaden Blue could potentially be heading. Up next is Hassan Hall, the running back out of the University of Louisville. He has solid size. He's got a solid star rating, 6'0", 204, 3-star. He's got solid stats. He was just an all-around solid player for the Cards. Almost 1,300 rushing yards on 270 attempts. Found the end zone 11 times for the Cards in 4 seasons. 4.8 yards per carry. But as we saw, the offense at Louisville really went through the quarterback position, and that included the running game there under Cunningham. So Hassan Hall is a Georgia native. He initially received offers from Syracuse and App State, and I could see him potentially moving down to the group of five and just looking for a place where he could see a lot of volume, right? Appalachian State, if Cameron Peoples, moves on from that program. Georgia Southern could be an option for him. Louisiana, an offense that we know is set to run the ball a lot. So I could see Hall potentially looking to take a step down to the group of five, which does have fantasy football, college fantasy football relevance for us, right? If he can end up playing at one of those programs and it looks like he could be the running back one, then there's going to be some legitimate interest here to take him in the mid and late rounds. All right, moving on to Lynjay Dixon here, coming in at number 21 on 247 Sports' top transfer rankings. Transferring from Clemson, 5'10", 195, 4-star. A lot of people expected Dixon to be the heir apparent for Travis Etienne, because when they were playing together, they worked really well. They rotated well together. That's when Dixon looked the most explosive. Over the last year or so there, it looks like he's lost his step. He lost out the job in 2021, despite it not really being ready for the taking at the beginning of the season. I know Will Shipley looks really good now, and Kobe Pace has grown into that role, but at the beginning of the season, it was a wide open job. And Dabo Swinney Dabo Swinney not only did not give Dixon targets and touches at the beginning of the season, but he actually came out and claimed that Dixon needed to do some growing up. So clearly not a fit there in the Clemson program. It just came out yesterday that Lynjay Dixon is heading to West Virginia. And so I think he's going to be looking for touches there. If the Mountaineers do in fact, or Letty Brown does in fact move on from the Mountaineers, there's going to be some serious opportunity for Dixon. I know he's not as explosive as he used to be, but I think a change of pace, a change of landing spot could be really good for Dixon. And rounding out our top 10 here is Chuba Purdy, the quarterback transfer from Florida State. Now, this one shocked a lot of folks. Purdy, remember, really was a huge splash landing for the Seminoles. 6'2", 217, former 4-star wide receiver. He was the number 7 dual threat in the 2020 class, 192nd overall. Now, if you remember, on signing day, he flipped from Louisville to Florida State, and a lot of it was behind Mike Norvell. He jumped on to that bus here, and Norvell gave him the shot. He was considered to be battling for the starting job as a true freshman in 2020. He ends up suffering the collarbone injury. And so he is not able to get on the field as a true freshman. He heads into this season. He's battling for the starting job. He actually got some action, played well. And for many folks within the program, they considered it a surprise transfer. So now looking at where Purdy could go from here, Louisville, who he flipped from on signing day, if they still have a relationship, Malik Cunningham should be gone there. Could Purdy look to go back to the Cards? I think maybe more likely is, could the Arizona native look to head back to Arizona State and potentially be the heir apparent there for Jaden Daniels, Of course, Arizona also an option, but they've already have so many changing parts. New coach, a lot of young guys heading in there. So maybe Arizona wouldn't be the best fit, but I could see Arizona State being solid fit for Chuba Purdy. And so those are the 10 guys here that I've highlighted from 247 Sports' initial top transfer targets rankings, breaking them down for Devi, college football and college fantasy football potential perspective. There's definitely some guys on this list here who are going to be making an impact on college football. We're going to be tracking them over the course of the season, certainly moving their Devi value up and down on the Devi Big Board rankings there. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to give the video a like, subscribe, and remember, you can check out all of my work at patreon.com/theffeducator.